You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Last Friday, an 18-year-old survivor of former MSU sports doctor Larry Nassar's sexual abuse stood in front of the university's Board of Trustees and interim president John Engler and made national headlines. Kaylee Lorenz accused Engler of privately offering her $250,000 to drop her civil lawsuit against the suit. And after she said it wasn't about the money, she says Engler said, well, give me a number then. And that he offered a dollar amount to survivor Rachel Denhollander. And as Kaylee Lorenz spoke, the interim president told her, time's up, stop.
President Engler then tried to back up his statement saying,
your time is up.
Kaylee Lorenz is with us now. Welcome, Kaylee. What were you feeling as interim president Engler told you to stop talking?
Yeah, you know, I was kind of shocked that he was stopping me, that he was interrupting a survivor. And I thought it was just very hurtful, and I didn't really know what to do. I was, you know, of course I was going to finish my statement. It was important for me to tell the board and tell the MSU community exactly Mr. Engler's true colors behind closed doors. So, I was just very shocked that he was interrupting me and trying to make me stop.
So how has your weekend been after that memorable appearance before the board?
My phone has not stopped blowing up. You know, I've gotten a lot of text messages, family, friends, and people, you know, who I don't even know messaging me, who have seen the clip over social media or on news stations, saying, you know, how strong I am for standing up to Mr. Engler and, you know, not to stop fighting the fight. So it's been really nice.
Now, Kaylee, you spoke with Rachel Denhollander about this claim of Engler that he'd met with her and she gave him a number?
Yeah, so after the meeting, my mom and I kind of decided, you know, let's sleep on it for 24 hours, decide if we're going to tell anybody about it. So we woke up that next day just feeling, you know, embarrassed that Mr. Engler said the things that he said. He made us feel like we did something wrong. So after reaching out to Rachel and talking to her, I asked her, you know, hey, have you actually met or spoken to Mr. Engler? And she said no, that she has reached out to his office asking if she could contact him or talk to him, and he has denied each time Rachel has reached out. So not only did he lie about meeting or talking with Rachel, she obviously never gave him a dollar amount, a settlement amount, because she has never talked to him.
The interim president released an emailed statement late Friday saying that he met with you and your mother, and I'm quoting him here, it was important to hear her experience as a survivor firsthand. Our memories and interpretations of the March 28th meeting are different than hers. I am sorry if anything said during the meeting was misunderstood. And in addition, MSU spokeswoman Emily Garant was in the meeting, and she told the Lansing State Journal her interpretation had been that Engler wasn't directly offering a settlement, but engaging in a philosophical discussion about what amount might be acceptable. What did that feel like to you?
You know, his statement after the board meeting, he, one, never denied anything that I said that he said, and it wasn't really an apology. He said that he's sorry for any miscommunication or misunderstanding, but that is no apology. And when he said, you know, right now, if I write you a check for $250,000, obviously I don't think he was going to sit there and write me a check, but I do think that he was just trying to get information that, you know, maybe if my attorney and I talked about a settlement amount that I would tell him, that he would get the inside scoop, because we are going into mediation at the end of April. So I think he was really just trying to get information if my attorney and I have talked about an amount, which we haven't.
And it's worth mentioning your attorney was not with you at that meeting.
Correct. He had Carol Vivente in the conference room with us. And he introduced her as his, like, vice president and kind of like an assistant to him. And he never mentioned that she is his lawyer or what is on her business card as special counsel to the president.
Also, a point that was raised by Emily Garant, the spokesperson. She told reporters she doesn't remember John Engler mentioning a dollar amount during your meeting.
Yeah. You know, I listened to interviews that some reporters did with her and she was mumbling over her words. She would say, oh, no, 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 that didn't happen, and then would back check and say, oh, well, maybe, and then it was, okay, yep, that was said. So I'm not understanding how she can just backtrack and kind of try to cover the tracks a little bit. You know, there are five people in that room, and, you know, my mom and I know the real story. I have nothing to gain from this. You know, whether people believe me or not, I have nothing to gain, and I know the real story. The truth will come out.
You were very clear in your statement Friday before the board and in that meeting that it's not about the money. What do you want to see, Kaylee, happen at Michigan State University now and for the future?
You know, first I want to see to stop deflecting and defending and to hold accountability and to say, you know what, you're right. MSU is wrong, and, you know, we need answers, and we want to see, you know, who knew what and when. I would like to see board members resign. I would like to see Interim President Engler resign. I think that MSU needs a president who has experience or knowledge dealing with sexual assault cases and knowing how to handle them and how to make MSU a safer place. Because right now, if I were a student at MSU, I would not feel safe walking the sidewalks on that campus.
Kaylee Lorenz, we want to thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.